Well, I can tell you she's just as sweet as she looks, and I have to tell you this. If we wouldn't expose it to the measles and the mumps and the chicken pox and one thing and another, they have the prettiest little baby you ever did see. We'd have her bring it over and let you see it. But they're going to continue to charm us with their beautiful Hawaiian lore and Philippine lore, because they are Filipinos who grew up in Hawaiian Island. Oh, there's the baby right up there in the stand, for goodness sake. Well, bring it down here so we can see it, will you? Somebody wants to take its picture. Isn't that lovely? Goodness sakes alive, I want to make a special announcement that the gates will be closed between 5:30 and 6:30 so that we can get ready for the program at 7:30. So please, everybody, get out of the park at 5:30. And I think you'd like to know, somebody wrote me a note. Now, all the way from Hillsborough County, Tampa in particular, are a very special group of young people who had such a good time last year that they have come to spend the weekend with us and do lots of pretty international dances for us. The Pomacea Peewees from the Tampa Recreation Department, under the direction of Cousin Joe K. Carter.
Just our left inside the ring, it's once around you round. Girls step in behind you, Dave, and I'll tell you the reason why.
Maybe they were going to do one more little one for us. But here's another pretty little group. Now let's see, who in the world are they? Oh, the same very ones. Just a different set of young folks. This lovely group that is coming in right now are from Bradenton, the Manatee Junior College Singers, one of our newer institutions of higher learning, and they're going to sing two songs right now for us, a medley of nursery rhymes and Sooner We'll Be Done. You gonna do them all four right now? All right.
Dark Water, dedicated to dark corner of the squad.
Who's ascending on the Jordan's wall? White robes flying, and I hear him call.
Thank you.
Jack Horner sat in a corner, leaning his Christmas on. He put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said,
"What a good boy am I!"
Was a merry old soul, and a very, very, very old soul was old King Cole.
Rock of my soul in the bosom of Abraham.
United States, are they done better than they are right here under the wonderful, loving direction of Miss Cora Hillhouse, Cousin Cora, and her rope skippers. Come along, boys and girls. They're the third and fourth graders from the White Springs School. They're going to do some more little things for us tonight. Now, we can't have a folk festival without some whip crackers, and we have a very special one here from Gainesville. Claude Shepherd, he had to leave the missus at home today, but he has some extra special super deluxe whips back there, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about them, and he's going to demonstrate them, too. He's the Rail McCoy. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to demonstrate to you all this afternoon some of the various kinds of whips that I have acquired. It's just a hobby to fool with these whips. I get a big thrill out of it and also enjoy working up here with this group with these whips. First, we have the Spanish Drover whip here, which was introduced into Florida in 1559. This whip, incidentally, is 102 years old, the actual breeding of it. This one here is a Babylonian-style whip, which this is just a replica of. I braided this myself, and this whip dates back 500 years B.C. We're proud to have old whips like this still floating around. That is a record of them. I don't know just when that was introduced into Florida. I wish I did. Also here we have a little small whip, which is known as an Australian-style whip. It is short in length and size, small in size. It is built for close range and rugged terrain where that you can't have much use with a long whip. This Spanish Drover whip here, when it was first introduced here, ranged around 20 to 25 feet in length, which you all know now there's not much room to use a whip that size. We don't have any need for it. It has been reduced to around 12 to 14 feet is the practical size of one of those Spanish Drover whips of today. But we proud to have the Spanish Drover whip still with us. This one here is a machine braided whip. That's not a hand braided whip. This staff was hand carved by myself, and the smaller end of this whip was added on by myself. But I just brought that along so that you all could note the difference between hand braiding and machine braiding. That whip there doesn't use as readily as a hand braided whip. Of course, they make them and sell them. This whip here is another Spanish Drover whip, which I braided about 10 years ago myself. I carved that staff in 1958, hand carved the staff. This one here, I built this whip 33 years ago. I haven't owned it all of that length of time. I built it for another fella, but I was lucky enough to acquire it back. This is a cutaway design of the construction of a Spanish Drover whip, the way this started. And I hope that time will permit, before the show is over, that I might, here on stage, demonstrate how you manipulate those strands in place to construct that whip. That's just short strands because I wouldn't have time to do the whole whip, so I just brought along a cutaway form of it. And speaking of braiding, some people call it flat. Some braid, it's all the same, just so you get them strands moved in there. And this, incidentally, is not a whip. You note that that is just a round rope. That's all one piece of rope twisted up into that form there, known as a loose rope for professional bull riding. That is 100% nylon, but you see it's braided flat with a gradual taper down to the end. Now, this braiding is more or less an art to that. It's something that lots of people want to learn. Some of them try and some never do. Some of us get by with it and some don't. But it's hard to learn, and it's interesting once you get interested in it, but you've got to have an interest in it. I started off getting interested in whips and this braiding when I was about 8 years old. My father, 84 years old, sitting there, showed me how to braid the first one, but he didn't much want me to follow that trade, but I think he's pretty well satisfied with the way I turned out about it today. I'm proud of him anyway for handing it on down to me. And now then, if I can get someone to help me move this back, I'll give you all a little demonstration of this, because time won't permit me to tell you all about these and give you a demonstration of them.
Wonderful that they could come. Now, it certainly must be time for Punch and Judy. Oh, it's over. They've already had it. My goodness. Well, all right. Oh, it operates on public demand. Now, if anybody wants to go back there, they'll come and he'll beat up his wife again, old Mr. Punch will. So if you want him, you just gather over there. Now, remember that you have a little time before the clock. The park closes at 5:30. The evening show will begin at 7:30, and I'll be glad to visit with any of you who want to come up and speak right now. right now.
How many of you were here this morning and this afternoon? How many were here? Let me see your hand. Wonderful. How many are here for the first time? Look at that, will you?
Isn't that wonderful?
Fine. I think we home folks should give them a hand for being here. Let's do that, will you? Fine. Thank you. Well, we have another wonderful performance for you coming up this evening, tonight, and then tomorrow morning again. Then tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night will be another big program, so don't forget that. Keep it in mind. Be here for every one of them. Stay with us through Sunday afternoon when we will come back here in the afternoon at 3 o'clock for our program of religious traditions in this part of our country. Welcome again. We're so glad to have you. Remember, this is your festival. You're at home with all of us cousins, so make yourself comfortable. Now then, it's my happy privilege to again, and I want you to give a rousing hand of applause when I call for it, for this young lady. We feel that we are the most fortunate people in the world to have Thelma Bolden as our director of special events and director of this festival. Without any further ado, so the program might get going, give her a rousing applause of appreciation at this moment, will you?
Thank you. Thank you. Now, I'm sure if I could see all of you that you would be curious about my costume, so I'll tell you about it right this minute. This is a wedding nightgown. And it's handmade, hand-embroidered, puffed and tucked, and notice how well it buttons all the way down the front. And this is my friend Mrs. Wilson's mother's very best petticoat I have on. And then I have on wedding stockings, hand-embroidered. You can come up and examine them. And this, of course, you know without my telling you, is just a simple wedding nightcap. But I felt, after all, if I was on this program tonight and going to tell a story, a bedtime tale, then I should be ready for bed. So when I get tired, I can just lie down. Now, let's get on with the show. First, though, I want to introduce a folklorist who was not here this afternoon. Our good friend, Dr. Alton Morris, who is one of the important folklorists of the South. Will you step forward and take a bow, please, cousin?
It's nice to be here again, and it's fine to see such a fine crowd.
My goodness, he's brief for English professor, isn't he? And if there are any more dignitaries out there, we'll get to them later. But right now, to set the mood, let's have some fiddle tunes from Cousin Zeke Stevens of Panama City.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now, at this time, they're going to take off with Under the Double Eagle.
Thank you.
Now we're going to give you a little hoedown, the Tennessee Wagoner.
Over there. I'm sure that we'll be hearing from them some tomorrow, too. Now, our Seminole Indian friends were a little bit tired tonight. The young ones want to watch the program, and Billy and Josie Billy thought they'd better get to bed a little early, if that's all right with you. But our friend, Fred Bieber, who comes all the way from Ardmore, Oklahoma, is here in his beautiful costume that he made himself. Fred is a very talented artist, a very talented singer, a very talented linguist, and it's always an honor to have him come and add his colorful self and his colorful Creek lore to the festival. Where's Fred?
I'll have to go get him. Go ahead and remember
the number. Well, I declare. Here he comes on the run. Good. Let's give him a hand as he comes. Yes, he just got off his horse, I'll bet.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That's a long run from Oklahoma.
You want this, Jeff, anyway.
It's certainly an honor and privilege to be here tonight. Wish to thank all the Florida Folk Festival officials, including Miss Bolton and Mr. Barnes and others. Get my breath here. I would like to say that some of my ancestors came from around this area and to the north into Georgia. Most of the full bloods were located around Macon area. But there were some in this area here. And the Seminole who are here tonight were once a member of the branch of the Muscogee Confederacy or Muscogee Nation. And their direct descendants are, there are some in Oklahoma today. And it's always good feeling, good fellowship to be with them. We speak the same dialect. We have great fun. And as you know, even among the own tribesmen, it takes a little time to get acquainted. About 1954, I came to this festival when they had down a little farther away from here. And when I first met Billy Bow Legs, we were just friends. We shook hands. Nothing else was said. Second day, we shook hands again. That was all. Maybe smile a little bit. Third day, got a little bit warmer. Fourth day, we were speaking the same dialect, fast as we can. That's the way it goes. But that's the nature of an Indian. But once you get to know him, he's friendly. He's willing to cooperate with you in any way possible. Aside from that, I like to sing you a couple of social songs, still being sung today during the Green Corn Festival, mostly. And then we'd like to sing also a short stanza from a hymn that was taught the Muscogee tribe when they were still in Georgia by the early Presbyterian missionaries. Of course, later on, after got into Oklahoma, the Baptists took over. So most of the Creek or Muscogee tribe, including the Seminoles, are, I would say, about 80% are Southern Baptists. I might say that I belong to the First Baptist Church at Ardmore, Oklahoma, and I sing with the choir whenever I'm in town, and took part in cantatas and in soloists sometimes, but I haven't done that in the last past year because I've been traveling quite a bit with my art show. But I'm delaying the evening, so I better get into my song. First, I like to sing this song. It's a social song. And then my second song, I want you to help me. And the last song, it's a going away song. Here's the first one. Thank you. This is my accompaniment. It's made out of coconut. And most Creek songs, other than religious songs, are accompanied either by the rattle like this, sometimes made out of turtle shells, or a drum, water-filled drum, they call it. And this is my accompaniment tonight. Now, this next song, I want all of you to help me. And old or young, if you got a voice, I want to hear you yell with me. Women, too. Now, not only the men are going to yell, but the women, too. And I'll give you a high sign. As soon as I get through with the song, I'll do this, see? And everybody yell. Let's all have fun, enjoy ourselves, and I want to be part of you. So here we go. Hey, yo ho, oh ho, 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 hey, yo ho, oh ho. Thank you very much. Now, this next song, it's a religious song, and most of the Creek, when they have a religious service, maybe a 2-3 days service, at the end, they sing this song. It's a parting song. Its title is Lord, Dismiss Us. This was taught to the Muscogee Nation. It is now, it has been written in a Creek hymn book, which we still use today. I have one with me, but I forgot to bring it to show you. I have it here in Florida with me. It's a small book. It's a language or alphabet devised by the Presbyterian scholars and gave it to the Creeks. And some of the older people still read and use these song books. And this hymn, short, about two lines that I'll do, is taken from this book. And it is used at the end of a big meeting. Goes like this. Mama sende mama.
Dr. Morris, Cousin Alton, that is, leaned over to tell me that he'd like to come forward and do an Indian song that he collected in this area when he was collecting material for his folk songs of Florida. Cousin Alton, will you sing it for us now?
When I was collecting songs in this area, I ran across a very fine gentleman over at Live Oak who gave me this song, and he said that he learned it from the Creek Indians, or at least his family did. The Creeks learned it when the missionaries came over from St. Augustine to help Christianize the Indians in this territory. I'm sure you'll recognize the song, but I want you to notice how the Indian has made it his own. Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to own his cause or blush to speak his name? Talk with Jesus, hallelujah. With glory in my soul. Therefore, sinner, you'll run from the rock that day when the moon goes down in blood. You'll hide your face on the mountaintop to hide your face from God. Talk with Jesus, hallelujah. With the glory in my soul.
Thank you. I'm sure that's one of the most remarkable folk songs we'll ever hear. Now, you read right up there in plain English that our program is subject to change without notice. We can't keep the little fellas up too long. And I had asked one of our beloved folklorists of this area, Miss Cora Hillhouse, a teacher of perhaps three generations of young people in Hamilton County, to do a special little program for us. It was her chapel program not very long ago. Miss Cora reaches retirement age this year. I don't think she'll mind my telling you that she had her 70th birthday last month. So she's retiring. And this was her little swan song program, so to speak. And it was so charming that I asked her to do a portion of it for tonight. Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players. We call this, in folk language, from the cradle to the grave. So here's Miss Cora's third and fourth graders to do folklore. From the cradle to the grave. Come on. Come on, children. And some of you can sit right back down there on the benches, see? If you want to. You come right on over here.